conclusion of these services, we will celebrate the Lord's Supper. John chapter 21, beginning with verse 1, verses 1 through 5. Out of the King James Version, says, "After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and on this wise showed he himself. They were together, Simon Peter, and Thomas called Didymus, and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two others of the disciples. Simon Peter said unto them, I go a fishing. They say unto him, We also go with thee. And they went forth and entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. And when the morning was come, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus said unto them, Children, have ye only meat? They answered him, No. Stay right there, Damien. Simon Peter saith unto them, I go a fishing. They say unto him, We also go with thee. They went forth and entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore, for the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. And then Jesus said unto them, Children, have ye any meat? They answered him, No. Then Jesus said unto them, Children, have ye any meat? They answered him, No. I want to preach this Lord's Day from the subject, fishing on the wrong side of the boat. Fishing on the wrong side of the boat. If you were with us on last Sunday, I reminded you last Sunday that at the beginning of this chapter, and right before this chapter, in chapter 20, Jesus finds the disciples hiding out in another upper room. Not that same, it could have been that same upper room, but it was another room, another house where they were hiding from the authorities, hiding because they were scared that they would be next for a crucifixion. It was 11 of them now because, again, one by the name of Judas had committed suicide. And they went to this home, and they were held up, and they were locked up together, one with another, just to be in each other's company, hiding out from the authorities for fear that they might have been co-conspirators with this man by the name of Jesus. You know the story by now. Jesus enters that door, and I'm sorry, enters that room, enters that house, not through the door, not through a window. He just shows up in the midst, and the first thing he says is, Peace be unto you. He reminds them that he has given them the power to cast out demons in his name. He reminds them that he's given them the power to forgive sins. And he reminds them of the great commission of taking this gospel to the four corners of the world. But the Bible says on that next day, Peter, his head disciples, Peter, who was the chairman and the captain of the Galilean mission, Peter, who was the leader of the 12, tell the disciples, I'm going back a fishing. He says, I'm going back fishing. I know what Jesus just told us the night before. I know what he instructed us to do through the 3 years of his ministry. But on that next day, Peter says, I'm going back fishing. I don't know. Maybe Peter needed a break. Maybe I'm being too hard on people. Maybe he needed a break because Lord knows I need a break right now. Maybe he was tired of all the things he's had to deal with. Maybe he was tired of what had happened that weekend before. Maybe he just needed some R&R. Maybe he needed to get away, and maybe fishing was the only thing that brought him peace. Maybe he wasn't going back to his economy. Maybe he wasn't going back to commercialism. Maybe he wasn't going back to his former job. Maybe it's like some of you all who do fish. I don't fish. That was the only place that he could get some peace and some calm. But I imagine the fact that he went out on a boat with nets and with others means that he was probably ever going back to fish for his business. The Bible doesn't say that he just went to a pond. You every now and then you see some people on the bridge. Amen. He wasn't by himself. Seven of them went, and they were casting out nets. And the reason why you cast out nets, not just to feed your family, but if you're casting out nets, you feeding, you're trying to catch a lot of fish for market. So I imagine because he took, there was seven of them, they were going back to their old occupation. And on that morning, they have another visitation. And when that second visitor comes onto that boat, the Bible doesn't say that another boat pulled up. Carnival doesn't pull up. Norwegian doesn't pull up.
No yacht pulled up, just a man just showed up once again on a boat. And he raises the query once again. Gentlemen, have you caught anything? Now, my brothers and my sisters, like good parents, and there are a couple of children in here already. When parents ask you a question, they already know the answer. Help me, somebody. That might be good for some teenagers in here. When they ask you a question, they already know the answer to the question. When we ask you a question, we just want to know one or two things. Number one, we want to know where you admit it. And one other one, no, we want to know if you're going to tell the truth and if our suspicions are correct. We already know the answer, so you might as well just go ahead and tell on the truth, because you're going to get in more trouble for lying because we done already knew the answer. Jesus, this is what we call a rhetorical question. Jesus already knows the answer because he already knows they didn't catch nothing. But he asked the question, have you caught anything? And the answer, no. And the reason why they did not catch anything is because I declare, and what we will talk about next Sunday, it's because Jesus tells them to cast their nets on the right side. And the fact that he had to tell them to cast their nets on the right side means that their nets were already on the wrong side. You got to read. We're going to talk about that next Sunday. Come back next Sunday. But I want to talk about what happens before he tells them to turn to the right side. Obviously, Sister Lakin, if he tells them to go to another side, they had been on the wrong side. They had been on the wrong side of the equation. So he comes to correct what they had done wrong by saying, take your nets, put them on the right side. But before we get to the right side, I need to tell you what's going on the wrong side. Amen. I'm kind of sometimes just black and white. I don't believe in no 50 shades of gray. If you're right and you're wrong, ain't no, you're left and you're right. You're up and you're down. Ain't no middle ground with Jesus. He says, let me tell you something. You right now, help me, Holy Ghost. You're fishing on the wrong side. Or the boat. Three things that the Holy Spirit has told me, and I want to share them with you, and then we'll be on our way. First of all, I want to remind you that there ain't nothing wrong with the water. They fishing on the Sea of Galilee. I've been to the Sea of Galilee. I've been to Tiberias. I've been on a boat, and I've crossed over the Sea of Galilee, and I know what it looks like. I put my feet in it. It's cool and calm. They're on the Sea of Galilee. It's also called the Lake of Tiberias. It is a sea in the middle of a country, and we'll get that at it a little later. Most seas are on the outside of a country, but it's a sea in the middle of a country. And so they're on the Sea of Galilee, and they're fishing the Sea of Galilee because they know the Sea of Galilee. They've been fishing there before. And so I want to let you know that the reason why they didn't catch any fish, because there ain't nothing wrong with the water. The water had brought forth fish before. So and nothing has changed with the water. This is not a salt water lake. This is a fresh water lake. There's nothing wrong with the water. But when I'm talking about there's nothing wrong with the water, I am not talking about the water that's H2O. I'm talking about the water which is the Word of God. There is nothing wrong with this word. This word that brought our ancestors through the Middle Passage, this word that brought our ancestors through slavery, this word that brought our ancestors through Reconstruction, this word that brought our ancestors through Jim Crow, this word that brought our ancestors through segregation, this word is going to bring us through this pandemic that we're going through right now. Only thing we got to do is turn from our wicked ways and hear from God and be obedient to God, and then he has promised to heal the land. Ain't nothing wrong with this water. What interests me, Pastor Smith, is that, you know, y'all, ain't nobody debate about thou shalt not kill. Nobody debates about thou shalt not lie. Nobody debates about thou shalt not murder. But we won't change the word of God when it comes to premarital sex. We won't change the word of God when it comes to divorce. We want to change the word of God when it comes to homosexuality. Nobody debates the word about lying, cheating, and killing, because you don't want that to happen to you. You don't want nobody to steal from you, so that's a good sin. You don't want nobody to lie from you, so that's a good sin. You don't want to kill you, so that's a good sin. But when it comes to stuff you want to do, you want to do it like you want to do it and don't care what nobody else say, because, oh, no, that was just for the time. That's just a cultural period. We like to change stuff when it fits our needs. But we all yet sinners. We have to be obedient to this word, because ain't nothing wrong with the water.
Ain't nothing wrong with the word. Ain't nothing wrong with the fact that the wages of sin are death, but the gift of God is still life. There's nothing wrong with the fact that he will make a way for us out of nowhere. There's nothing wrong with the fact we can do all things through Christ that strengthens. Ain't nothing wrong with this water. And you ain't got to go looking for no tarot card. I think all them Cleos out of business anyhow. You ain't got to go look at no self-help book. You really don't need a psychiatrist, a psychologist. Even if you got some problem, yeah, you need that therapist, plus you need this word. Them two together will help you catch some fish. I want to tell somebody, ain't nothing wrong with this water. Ain't nothing wrong with God. Ain't nothing wrong. God ain't changed. We done been through pandemics before. We done been through plague before. We done been through this stuff before. I know it's a little different, a little bit more intense. But if you've been through the pop quizzes in life, you can handle the final. If you've been through this and you've been through that, you can handle what we're going through right now. Because nothing is wrong with this water. Not only is there nothing wrong with the water, I want to let you know ain't nothing wrong with the net. Ain't nothing wrong with the net. Now, I just imagine, Gail, that if this was Peter's same boat, thank you, God, for speaking, that them nets ain't been used for a couple of years. Let's just say that this boat, this was Peter's boat when he was in commercial fishalization, if that's a word, when he was a commercial fisherman. I like that, though. I'm going to use that again. Jesse Jackson would approve fishalization. I like that. It ain't in the dictionary. That's Ebonics. Pray for me. I don't use notes. Y'all know me. Frequency we got messed up on that. But he was a commercial fisherman, and if probably them nets might not have been used for a long time. So maybe there were some holes in the net. And my brothers, my sisters, when you don't read your word, when you don't come to church, when you disobedient to God, you get some holes in your net. Your nets can rot because your spirit and your soul are rotting. If you haven't been to church, if you haven't been reading your God, if you haven't been praying up to God, this pandemic thing, this thing messing with you real bad. You don't know why God is allowing this to happen. You're falling apart right now. You're going stir crazy right now. Not knowing that God is just speaking and teaching us, giving some people a break because you need a break. You know, it was reported the other day that the majority of us might not ever have to go back to work, that a lot of people might get to work now from home because we don't realize. I was talking to my good friend Darryl Jackson. I know he'll be listening next Sunday. He was like, there's a whole lot of stuff we've been doing in church we don't need to do no more because we are reaching the world right now. All these gimmicks we got to get people to God, we don't need none of these gimmicks to get people to God no more. Watch what God is doing right now through virtual streaming and getting everywhere. Last week, people in Afghanistan, people in Belgium, people in Oklahoma listening to the word of God. We don't need new nets. We just not got to use the ones we already got. Ain't nothing wrong with the net. Ain't nothing wrong with the church. Ain't nothing wrong with how you are doing ministry. So many people want to watch people on YouTube and see these celebrity clerics and see these people that make big money writing books and doing movies. That ain't your job. That's not your purpose in life. Everybody ain't supposed to have a contemporary ministry. Everybody ain't supposed to have a ministry with dark lights and smoke and mirror. You got to reach grandma too. Grandma needs salvation. Grandma needs to be reminded that God is still good. And grandma ain't going to no church and look like no club. You ain't got to do what you see on TV because ain't nothing wrong with these nets. I got to stay who God has called me to be. I can't do what other people do just to bring people into the church so I can feel big about how many people I got on my resume. That don't even matter. Nothing wrong with the net we got right now because this word is all I need. And I'm staying true to the word. I can't do the gimmicks that people do. I can't do all this stuff that people do. I can't sell your smoke and mirror. I can't sell your hunky dory. I got to tell you that the wages of sin are still death, but the gift of God is eternal life, and you got to be obedient because he's doing to us the same he did to Sodom and Gomorrah. He will not change. Help me, Holy Ghost. Ain't nothing wrong with the net. But then third and finally, my own self happy. I don't need no big crowd. I used to think I did, but I done learned I don't need no crowd. to do what God got to do. I don't need a whole lot of people. I don't need a whole lot of people giving me affirmations. I just need the word of God. And I get happy all by myself, knowing there ain't nothing wrong with the water, nothing wrong with the net, nothing wrong with telling the truth about God and what he will do. Yes! I'm all right now. Y'all know I've been weary. I've been tired. I've been stressed out. But I feel all right right now. I was telling the Erica today, I just can't wait to Saturday at 5 o'clock so I can get in the word of God and get back into my pulpit where I find my peace. Because ain't nothing wrong. Yes. Ain't nothing wrong with the word of God. It will. It will help you when you're weary. It will help you when you're tired. It will help you when you can't see your way through. I feel all right now. I feel all right now. I feel my help coming on. Ain't nothing wrong with the water. Ain't nothing wrong with the nets. But third and finally, I need to let y'all know ain't nothing wrong with the fish. There ain't nothing wrong with the fish. The Bible says he asked the question, have y'all caught any fish? And they said, no, man, we ain't caught nothing. All right. And I want to let you know, ain't nothing wrong with the fish. Let me tell you something. I used to have an aquarium. I had an aquarium probably about 6 months. And I had to get rid of that thing because, like all animals, even more so, I think, than all animals, keeping up fish takes a lot of work. I don't know if y'all got one. If you got one, God bless you. I hope you got a service that come in and fix it. But it take a lot of work. Who's got to got one? Yeah, you got to drain that thing. You got to suction that thing to replace the water. You got to get all the algae out. You got to feed them all the time. You got to clean the water. You got to clean the fishes. You just can't go out of town and leave them. And, you know, unlike I got a dog, you know, if I go out of town and take him to the kennel, you take him to Camp Bow Wow, you take him to a place that hole. I don't know what you do when you got a fish. When you go out of town, as much as I travel, you know, I don't know what you do. They're going to send the neighbor over. But one thing I remind myself and thought about it when I had an aquarium, one thing I realized, Scott, is that fish don't stay on one side of the aquarium. Watch this text. We're going to get to it next Sunday, but let me give you a preview. He says, have you caught anything? And they say, no. And he says, well, cast your net to the other side. I'll give you a little preview, a little sneak preview. When they cast their net to the right side of the boat, they catch fish, which means, Gail, they weren't catching nothing on the wrong side or on the left side. And I just don't believe that all the fish, from what I know about fish, were just hovering up together in a group on the other side waiting to get caught. From when I had an aquarium, Scotty, fish swim from left to right. Every now and then, they might pause and stay underneath a rock for a little while, but they go from left to right. They just don't stay in one location. So it's not like these fish that were in the Sea of Galilee were just staying on the right side of the boat hoping that they got caught. The problem is not with the fish. The problem is with the disciples being disobedient to what God has asked them to do. And anytime we're disobedient, like I said the other day, when anytime we're disobedient to what God has asked us to do, like lying about how many coronavirus tests we got, lying about how bad this pandemic is, lying about where it came from, calling it the Chinese flu. Whenever we are disobedient to what God has asked us to do, we're not going to catch anything. Fish keep moving. Fish keep swimming. But when we're disobedient, God is not going to allow any fish to jump in our boats. And some of you got to understand, and in your ministries, that one of the reasons why you're not catching no fish, because you're preaching on the wrong side of the boat. Because one thing I do remember, Scotty, that even if a fish was hiding underneath a rock, even if they were in the corner of the aquarium where you couldn't see them, as soon as you start feeding them, they come out of hiding. And that's what's happening right now across this world. All y'all saints been hiding. All y'all saints been not coming to church. All y'all saints ain't been praying. All y'all saints ain't been being on the word of God. All y'all saints have allowed this country to do what they want to do and turn their backs about and allow stuff to go on. But now that you need God, now there ain't no food on the shelves at Walmart, Kroger, Piggly Wiggly, and Winn-Dixie. As soon as they start, now y'all want to come out of hiding. Now we got 15,000 people watching every Sunday. Now we are making more tithes and offering than we ever had before. Now where were the tithes and the offerings before the pandemic? Are you trying to buy a cure and a favor from God? Oh, let me stop. Now our tithes and offerings, like I done talked to five preachers. All of that tithes and offerings are up now during the pandemic. Where were y'all?
God is the God, though, that can't be mocked. God ain't fool with y'all trying to buy a blessing. Now you want to be faithful to him. Now you want to pray to him. Now you want to have a relationship with him. We done changed our number on y'all. We done moved on. Because ain't nothing wrong with the fish. Every fish wants to know right now, is there a word from the Lord? And I came by to declare unto you that if you are fishing on the wrong side of God's will, way, and his word, we will catch no fish. Let me conclude by telling you that I've been blessed again to put my feet in this same Sea of Galilee that the children of Israel were on. 2 years ago, and I hope we still get to go this October, I was able to go to Israel, got to go right there, as you see, to the Sea of Galilee. It is also called the Lake of Tiberias because it is a sea in the middle of a country. And I want to let you know right now some things about the Sea of Galilee and Lake Tiberias. My brothers and my sisters, it is the lowest level lake in the world. It is the lowest level lake in this planet. It is 686 feet below sea level. It is 686 feet. Below sea level. It is the lowest lake on the planet, and it is very shallow. 686 feet below sea level. A grave is just 6 feet. What is Jesus about to teach us right now? And its major tributary is the sea, is the Lake of Jordan. The Jordan Lake feeds the Sea of Galilee. In our African American religious history, the Sea of Jordan for us separates life from death. When we talk about we got one more river to cross, we're talking about the River Jordan. We use the River Jordan to symbolize that space between life and death. And the main water source that is coming into this Sea of Galilee is the Sea of Death. It is death that feeds the Sea of Galilee. So many people are dying. So many people have lost their lives. I make no light about it. Even in our congregation, coronavirus has affected us. Death is feeding this pandemic. Death is feeding our anxiety. Death is feeding our fears. Death is feeding our lack of faith. Oh, but I want to thank God that even though this Sea of Galilee is producing nothing right now, somebody say now. Right now is not producing anything. Right now there's no meat. Right now we see death. Oh, but just wait till we start fishing on the right side of the boat. I want to remind you that on Friday night, 2,000 years ago, Chavis, some Israelites and some soldiers and some Roman pontiffs were fishing on the wrong side of the boat. That Friday night, There was a River Jordan experience. They were fishing on the wrong side of the boat. But early, somebody say early, early that first Sunday morning, God switched the nets to the other side. Come back next Sunday, and the Lord's going to tell you what happens when you fish on the right side of the boat. Give God praise today for the word of God that lets us know what happens when we fish on the wrong side of the boat, what happens when we're disobedient, what happens when we're not listening to God. Oh, but thank God there is a Savior that steps out on every storm and first of all says, peace, be still, and then will give us the right instructions to fill our nets. God, our Father, again, we thank you for your word today, God. Thank you for, God, the revelation that you've given to your preacher to give to your people, God. So many have been fishing on the wrong side of the boat, God.